Yeah, I'm going to move an item up, and I'm sorry we're a full almost 2 hours behind today, and I apologize as the presiding officer. We're going to move 440 next, and that, of course, is what a number of you are waiting here for, and you've been waiting very patiently, and I appreciate it. So if you wouldn't mind, Carla, reading item number 440 for us.
Proclaim May 2017 to be Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month in Portland.
Before I read the proclamation, I want to thank Epano for all of the incredible and important work that they do in this community. I'm very much looking forward to the opening of their cultural center in the J District, where they've partnered with the Rose City Community Development Corporation to also bring more affordable housing to the community. I know my staff is working diligently with both the Housing Bureau and the Portland Development Commission to fill the remaining gaps to make this project happen. And I want to be very clear, this project will happen. I want to reiterate my support for the project and all the good work that Epano does. It's my understanding that Reverend Joseph Santos Lyons and also Duncan Wong are here today to make a few comments, and I'd be delighted to hear that before we open it up for public testimony. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
We have a PowerPoint. Hello, Mr. Mayor. Unfortunately, Duncan and Joseph could not be here, but my name is Zahir John Muhammad. I'm the policy director for Epano, and I'm joined here by Yin, a youth organizer, and Tak, one of the co-founders of Epano, who's one of our board members who knows many of you personally. So thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, for allowing this opportunity to make this presentation, and thank you, commissioners, for giving us this chance. I also want a special shout-out to all the Asian Americans who are here, some of whom work at Epano, some of whom are members, some who work at different city branches that came here. Today is a really special day for us, and I think especially being here in this chamber for the last 2 hours and listening to all the testimonies, it was wonderful to see this open democracy, but what's so absent is the voices of color. It's quite shocking, I have to say, and being a person of color is very challenging in Portland, especially now. So I wanted to, just for a few minutes, show some PowerPoint slides, and then I'll yield the time to my colleagues. So I don't know if you have access to the PowerPoint as well.
We've got it right.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You bet.
So there's our contact information. I'm Zahir. This is Tak and Yin. So just a few things. So the Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders and Asian Americans are the second and third fastest growing ethnic communities in Oregon. So one of the things that we always talk about Portland being such a white city, but things are changing very rapidly, and that's thanks in part to the growth of the Latino community and the Asian American community. So one of the things I think this sort of shows is that we see particularly in the areas where Epano is out over an 82nd and Division, where it's, you know, there are parts where it's majority, you know, minority. And that's a change that we're seeing. Now, who are we and where are we? Most Asian Americans are in Multnomah County, but there is actually a presence of Asian Americans throughout the state. And we see on the right the growth numbers in Oregon. Bangladeshi and Fijian, Taiwanese community are growing at the fastest rate. Now, granted, that might be because some of these communities were small, and so just, you know, adding an extra 1,000 people will sort of, you know, make this sort of data skewed. But if you just look at the trend here, Bangladeshi and Fijian communities are growing at the fastest rate. So economic contributions. We know that in Oregon and across the United States, Asian Americans contribute massively to our economy. These are actually U.S. Census Bureau numbers. We see a 40% increase in business ownership from 2002 to 2007. That's when the data that we had. A good number of these are small business owners. But I really want to focus in on this particular slide here, which is the challenges, and that's what we'll be speaking about today. We thank you, Mr. Mayor, and we thank you, commissioners, for this proclamation. As NPR reported in February, and I'll quote this, after years of declining numbers, hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders are rising exponentially. We know this past Saturday there were white supremacists and Trump supporters marching down marching down, I respect you saying this, but if you can allow us, people of color, to speak about our own experiences, thank you. So one of the things that was so alarming is that at APANO, we're a nonpartisan organization. Now, granted, most of us lean to the left. Most of us lean Democratic. It's fine if Trump supporters want to express their support for our current president. But what we saw on Saturday was something entirely different. We saw people go outside of restaurants saying, go home, go back to your country. Now, for those of us who have lived here a long time, this is nothing new. I can't recall another city in my life where I've been asked so many times, including at New Seasons when I'm just buying bread and beer, like, where are you from? Wow, what kind of accent is that? And when I say California, no one sort of really, you know, well, what they're really trying to say is, why aren't you white? So we know this. We know this, right? And one of the things that we had a recent public event. Now, at our APANO, our priorities, at least legislatively, you know, I'm working on ethnic studies, reproductive health. These are really important issues, especially now that Trump is president. But overwhelming, the one issue that kept coming up in our public town hall, we had about 100 people, was hate crimes. Now, many of our members are Jewish. And we hear incidences of swastikas put on schools. We hear incidences of women who wear the headscarf, the Muslim headscarf, their scarves being pulled. We hear kids, and apologize for my language, being called Japs. Now, this is nothing new. We can't say this just randomly started right after, you know, President Trump won. But we do see a rise in it. Now, some of these incidences aren't being reported. So what can we do? I just want to end with one story before I yield to my colleagues. Mr. Mayor, you spoke about our public space. I just want to reiterate why it's important. So I was in Salem for a lobby day. I'm in Salem pretty often. This young Muslim woman pulls me aside and says, hey, are you Muslim? I'm like, yeah, okay. So can I talk to you off to the side? I said, sure, of course, no problem. She talks to me to the side and says, a member of her family was recently harassed. So I said, hey, look, I know you might not trust city officials. She lives in Portland. But I do believe Mayor Wheeler and others are receptive. They want to hear these things. But for a variety of reasons, she didn't really feel comfortable. So she told me. And that happens a lot. A lot of us community activists. So then she said, well, what can I do? And I said, well, you know, there are different resources. There's the Muslim Education Trust. I know them personally, and they're good folks. And she said, you know, I don't really feel comfortable going to the mosque. And that's fine. Not everyone feels comfortable going to the mosque. I'm not particularly devout myself. I don't go. She said, what other spaces are there for her as a young woman? She goes to her high school, but they kind of make fun of her. Her teachers dismiss her and say, you just need to focus. Just focus on doing well on the SAT. But she wants to go somewhere. Right? And so part of the thing that is so lacking here in Portland is this sort of third space. We have the school, we have these religious spaces, and they're important, and many of them are wonderful. But this third space, and here's this young Muslim woman who's not religious, her parents are not religious, where she sort of finds herself at limbo. And so I said, just come to APANO. Like, we're not going to have, you don't have to talk about these issues. I mean, one of the things that we do is we have dance parties, and we watch movies, and we talk, and we have food. And that's also important. So when we talk about supporting communities, that is also really important. So I just want to reiterate how important space is right now. It is so critical. And so if we could have your support for this space, it would mean the world. Now, I'm going to yield my time to my colleague Yin, who is our youth organizer, who's done some amazing work, and here's on a daily basis what some of the youth are going through. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks again, Mayor Wheeler, for the opportunity to speak. Again, my name is Yin Se Chow. I'm the youth organizer at APANO. And so I build and support youth generally in the Portland area and have plans to also expand to support youth, particularly Asian youth, throughout Oregon. I also want to tell you all why I am doing the work that I'm doing. I get to unfortunately see my father work 40 to 50 hours a week at $11 an hour. And all of that goes to bills. And there's no fun. It's all for survivorship. I also work and build with youth who are seeing and feeling the impacts of national and local legislation. I don't want my youth growing up knowing that they are as if they're not valued, because they are amazing, valued, and capable of living and thriving in a world that seems to tell us that we don't belong and that we are not meant to succeed. I have a youth who is mixed race and beautiful. However, the environments that he is in often is telling him that he's not enough of any of his ethnicities, that he's meant to be seen as a criminal and bad, and often offers no safe havens of acceptance. Imagine constantly being told that you aren't enough, so eventually you believe it. And I believe that Apano has been a safe haven for him, and also a sanctuary. To be very frank, there are some times where I feel like I would like to leave Portland. Just because there's no safe space or space in general that is very welcoming to me and my communities, my experience. I was in the Bay Area, and the Bay Area has shown me how much they truly valued their youth and their community. There are tons of youth organizations and spaces just meant for youth and community to thrive, to have fun, and to feel safe, but also empowered and valued. There are times I want to leave, but unfortunately, I don't have the economic privilege to do so, nor do I want to. My people are here. This is my home. We need the space that is so well-deserved and so long overdue. So as I leave you today, I want you to think about these questions constantly and do something. How many of our Asian Pacific Islander youth and youth of color have to face the hate crimes, institutionalized racism, and sometimes worse, death, until the city of Portland finally starts to value us? How many of our Asian and Pacific Islander community elders and families of color have to live scared for their lives in the city that seems to not really care to protect them? And when I say protect, I do not mean police, and oftentimes sanctuary is only just a word. We fear for our families' lives. We fear for our families being torn apart, being targeted, and just because you don't hear about it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. You have the power to do something. If you say you got our back, then show it. Too often, the concerns of the Asian and Pacific Islander community, as well as the concerns of the communities of color, are forgotten and glazed over. Do something with your power. Invest in our community centers and the people who are out there on the streets talking about the very issues that you all are advocating for. All of this, you probably have already heard before. And if you've heard it more than once and then you still continue to hear it and people are still talking about it, that means not enough is being done. Here's your chance to do something that is long overdue. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler. And
is the green light on?
Yeah.
It is on. Very good. Sorry.
And member of City Council, thank you for inviting us here to acknowledge and celebrate the APA Heritage Month. My name is Tat Nguyen, a co-founder of Apano, which was founded 20 years ago and still is the only statewide social justice organization in the state of Oregon. So I want to talk a little bit about Apano, and I have a specific ask. So Apano, this is a critical time and also historic time for Apano. Currently, we have our member running for public offices. This is the first time that we have the ability to endorse and provide financial support for candidates running for public office who share the same value as ours. So while we celebrate success, we also realize that we still have a long way to go. Yahoo mentioned last Saturday what's so scary, we had hundreds of people marching and telling the residents of this city who don't look like them to go back where we came from. This is right in front of our panel office and a lot of Asian businesses. So this reminds us that Asian Pacific Islander community, we need to work with other community of colors. We need to work with allies because there are no good or bad immigrants. We all come from somewhere. Mm. So now more than ever, we need a safe space to organize, to engage, and to work with each other. And thank you, Mayor Wheeler, for your commitment earlier that the city will fill the gap for our new culture center. Our community rely on each other more now than ever, and we are interdependent on each other. This project is a community all because it will build by the community and for the community, and it will get done. So I hope the city will be one of the partners. So a few years from now, actually, near future, a year and a half, we want to have all of you to be at our grand opening, and we want to be able to say, yes, we were a part of this. We make this story a reality. So I'm looking forward to working with you, and thank you for the opportunity to hear me and hear my message.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Commissioner Fritz?
Mr. Nguyen, We're not allowed to say so, but if you'd like to say the names of the candidates that you're supporting or else where they could, where people could find that information.
Yeah, sure. So Apano, we have a C4, and we're endorsing candidates for the school board race this year. And so that's a new... And then we also have one of our staff members. I'll just give a shout-out to her. Her name is Kathy Wei. She's wonderful, and she's running for North Clackamas School Board. So we see this maturation of Apano, where now we're starting to engage in electoral politics as well.
Yeah, it feels so good. Instead of asking for money, we actually, the board, discussing who we give money to support their candidates.
So I was, as an immigrant myself, I know that things sometimes go differently in different cultures.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could also say the names of any of the other candidates you'd like people to be aware of.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the candidates we're endorsing for the PPS, I mean, if you find it. Sure, we're endorsing for David Douglas, Anna Del Rossio, Andrea Valderrama, and Stephanie Stevens. For PPS, we're endorsing Jamila Singleton Munson, Julia Brim Edwards, and Virginia Lafort. And we're also urging our members to vote for the PPS bond.
Yeah.
So we'll have a public event on Monday, May 8th at our JAMS Multicultural Space at 6 p.m. You can check out details on our Facebook page.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Before we get to public testimony, I have a proclamation to read. Whereas the City of Portland is proud of its diversity and draws strength from the rich cultures and traditions of all community members. And whereas Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month is an opportunity for all individuals and organizations to recognize the contributions of Pacific Islanders, Native Hawaiians, and Asian Americans to the development and defense of our country, as well as the cultural, civic, and economic life of Portland for over 150 years. And whereas Pacific Islanders, Native Hawaiians, and Asian Americans come from a complex and diverse mix of many languages, ethnicities, and faiths, including Buddhism, Christianity, Confucianism, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, and Sikhism. And whereas Pacific Islanders, Native Hawaiians, and Asian Americans in Oregon are prevailing over the adversity of exclusion, incarceration, and displacement. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 2017 to be Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah. Thank you, Commissioners.
And don't leave without getting this.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, great.
Please.
Thank you.
Mayor, this is a proclamation, so we don't take testimony, but can I just make one comment?
That is a good point. Thank you.
Thank you very much for bringing this forward. Thank you to our friends from the community, and particularly Apano, for their testimony. The one thing, though, I do want to just urge our colleagues to consider. As long as I've been on the council, we have scheduled proclamations honoring people and organizations at the beginning of our council meetings. And that is in part because we have chosen to honor them, and we have other work to do. We don't want to inconvenience community members who we've invited. And I would urge that in the future we work with the clerk's office and with colleagues to make sure that these things are at the beginning of our agenda and not on the regular agenda. It's just more respectful of people's time. And I think it is a great tradition that we often begin our meetings by honoring and celebrating a group or an organization or a person. So, colleagues, we have it in our power to do that, because the reason proclamations sometimes go on the regular agenda is because the time certains are filled. And so I would just urge that we work with Polo and the mayor's office to remedy that in the future.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner, and thank you all for being here. It's very appreciated, and thank you for the testimony.